Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldhari, and today we're Zechus Bava Basra, Daf Yud, the first parak HaShutafin. This parak has been generously sponsored by Zechun Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah, and as a schus for Rufua Shlema, for Alter Ben Sion Wolf, Ben Sipora. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Remeir would say that a Rasha can make an argument. Im el kechem ohev animhu, if your God loves the poor, mitnei ma'in mefarnasan, why does he not provide for them? Remeir says one should respond, Kedesha nitzal anu behen medina shal gehenim, so that we should be saved from the punishment of gehenim through giving them tzedakah. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva this question, and Rabbi Akiva gave the same answer. But Turnus Rufus objected that, on the contrary, giving tzedakah should condemn you to gehenim. For it's like a king who became angry at his servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry at him? And Jews are called avadim of Hashem. Rabbi Akiva responded that it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and someone fed him despite the king's orders. When the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called banim of Hashem. Turnus Rufus argued that now, when they're not doing Hashem's will, they're only called servants. But Rabbi Akiva countered that a pasuk teaches to give tzedakah at all times. Point number two, you to the son of Rabbi Shalom Darshan. Just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him on Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him on Rosh Hashanah. If he merits, he'll give that amount to the poor, fulfilling, you will break your bread for the hungry. If he doesn't merit, the loss will be through government confiscation, as it says, and the wailing poor you will bring to your house. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinars that year. During the year, he convinced him to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he didn't tell them sooner so they could give the full amount to tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah, lishma. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai asked the Talmud in the meaning of the pasuk, tzedakah toromim goy v'chesed umim chatas. Charity exalts a nation, and the kindness of nations is a sin. And as I said, the first singular phrase refers to Israel, who are called Goy Echod, a unique nation. And the second teaches, called Tzedakah v'chesed she'umos ovdei chachamim osim, all the charity and kindness which the idolatrous nations perform, chet hulahen, it's a sin for them. She'enim osim elis gadobo, because they only perform them to live longer. The Gemara asks that a brisa teaches that one who gives tzedakah, b'shul she'yuchu banai, so that my son should live, or to merit olam haba, is a tzedek gamur. It answers that the brisa refers to a Jew who gives tzedakah wholeheartedly. Other motives were suggested as the sin of idolatrous nations. Tzedakah, number one, k'dei she'tim shoch malchusan, so that the government should last. Number two, he'siyahibo, to be glorified through it. And number three, l'charif osanubo, to rebuke and mock us through it. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Meir would say that a Rasha can make an argument. Im el kechem ohev animhu, if your God loves the poor, mifnei ma'inu mefarnasan, why does he not provide for them? Rabbi Meir says one should respond, kedesha nitzal anu behen medina shal gehenim, so that we should be saved from the punishment of gehenim through giving them tzedakah. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva this question, and Rabbi Akiva gave the same answer. But Turnus Rufus objected that, on the contrary, giving tzedakah should condemn you to gehenim. For it's like a king who became angry at a servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry at him? And Jews are called avadim of Hashem. Rabbi Akiva responded that it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and someone fed him despite the king's orders. When the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called banim of Hashem. Turnus Rufus argued that now, when they're not doing Hashem's will, they're only called the servants. But Rabbi Akiva countered that a pasuk teaches to give tzedakah at all times. Point number two, you to the son of Rabbi Shalom Darshan. Just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him on Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him on Rosh Hashanah. If he merits, he'll give that amount to the poor, fulfilling, you will break your bread for the hungry. If he doesn't merit, the loss will be through government confiscation, as it says, and the wailing poor you will bring to your house. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinar in that year. During the year, he convinced him to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he didn't tell them sooner so they could give the full amount to tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah, lishma. And point number three, B'yochem Ezekiah asks the Talmud in the meaning of the pasuk, Tzedakah Toromim Goy V'chesed U'umim Chatas. Charity exalts a nation, and the kindness of nations is a sin. And we, as I said, the first singular phrase refers to Israel, who are called Goy Echod, a unique nation. And the second teaches, called Tzedakah V'chesed She'umas Ov D'Chochamim Osim. All the charity and kindness which the idolatrous nations perform, Chet Hulahen, it's a sin for them. She'enim Osim Elis Gadobo, because they only perform them to live longer. The Gemara asks that a Brisa teaches that one who gives Tzedakah, B'shul She'yuchu Banai, so that my son should live, or to merit Olam Haba, is a Tzedek Gamur. It answers that the Brisa refers to a Jew who gives Tzedakah wholeheartedly. Other motives were suggested as the sin of idolatrous nations. Tzedakah, number one, K'dei Shetim Shok Malchusan, so that the government should last. Number two, Yisyahibo, to be glorified through it. And number three, L'charif Osanubo, to rebuke and mock us through it. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 denarim from one of their members, and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gave tzedakah to live longer. Once again, it's a motion. The minion of Yidden, that Siman Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, which reminds us, Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Kiva, giving tzedakah should condemn you to Gehenim, for it's like a king who became angry at a servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry with him? And the Jews are called the Vadim of Hashem. Rabbi Kiva responded, it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and some fed him despite the king's orders. Kishashama HaMelech Hodor Meshagirlo, when the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called Banim of Hashem. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, which reminds us. Rav Yehuda the son of Rabbi Shalom darshened, just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him on Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him on Rosh Hashanah. If he's not Zocha, the government will confiscate it. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinarim that year. During the year, he convinced them to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Yochum and Zakeh informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he did not tell them sooner so they could give the full amount of tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah lishma. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor as if they were the king's sons was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gives tzedakah to live longer, which reminds us the charity of nations is a sin for them because they give tzedakah for ulterior motives. So once again, the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor as if they were the king's sons was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gives tzedakah to live longer. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazara. Dav Vav. So the Siman Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The avid sword collector. Sword collector? That must be more in Dav Vav. The avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazakah to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses cases where one has an established right in his neighbor's property. Rashi explains that these rights are established immediately when using his neighbor's property in his presence and the neighbor doesn't protest, proving that he bought or received this right. Rav Nachman said one who established the right to place thin beams on his neighbor's wall has not automatically established the right to place thick beams there, since the neighbor may not have allowed this, but if he established the right for thick beams, he certainly may place thin beams. Rav Yosef holds that even a right for thin beams automatically establishes a right to place thick beams. So, the avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazakah to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazakah to keep them there, which reminds us, Ravina said, regarding this beam built for shade, which is resting on a neighbor's wall, Atlasim Yomin will have a chazakah up to 30 days that it remains there, and the neighbor doesn't object, it does not establish a right to continue doing so. But if it remains there longer than 30 days, it establishes a right for him to rest beams there. So the avid sword collector who places thin swords against his neighbor's wall because he had a chazakah to do so, since his neighbor didn't mind when he placed large swords there and left a number of swords on the neighbor's wall to use for shade for 30 days, giving him a chazakah to keep them there, was busy making a fence of swords across half his roof while his neighbor across the street was making a fence on the other half of his, which reminds us, Abai said regarding two houses facing each other across Rishus HaRabim, this homeowner must make a fence 4 meters tall along half his roof, as does the other owner on the other half of his own roof, Umadif, and each one must extend his fence to go slightly past the halfway mark so that neither can gaze directly onto his neighbor's roof. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The security guards with guns. Guns? That must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, which reminds us, two brothers divided an inherited estate where one received a mansion and the other received an adjoining garden through which sunlight illuminated the mansion. The owner of the garden built a wall near the mansion blocking its light. When the mansion owner protested, his brother responded, "I'm building on my own property," and Rav Chama ruled in his favor. So, security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, work for a security company currently discussing whether the security needs of the town should be assessed based on the number of people in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if a city's security needs are collected lefi nefashos, the number of people in a household, lefi shevach mamun, according to their wealth, or lefi kirubatim, or according to the proximity to the wall. So the security guards with guns guarding one's brother's inherited mansion, who are standing in the shade of a tall wall that another brother built in the garden, bequeathed to him, work for a security company currently discussing whether the security needs of a town should be assessed based on the number of people in a household, relative wealth, or proximity to the wall, knowing that the Talmud Chachamim would be exempt from participation since they don't require protection. Which reminds us, Rav Yehuda Nasir required the rabbis to contribute to the city's wall together with the other residents. Reish Lakish objected, Rabbanu Asrichi Nitarusa, rabbis do not require physical protection, and he brings a pasuk. Rav Yochanan brings a different pasuk supporting this idea. Daf Ches, so the Simmer Daf Ches is a challah. So here goes. The great rabbi who opened his bakery, that must be on Daf Ches, challah, bakery. The great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmud Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, which reminds us, Rebbe opened storehouses of food during years of famine, but only allowed masters of Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, or Agada to enter, but not the Amei Haaretz, for fear there were not enough provisions for everyone. The Gemara brings the mice of Rebbe's Talmud, Rebbe Yonos ben Amram, who came for sustenance, but said that he wasn't learned, which eventually led to Rebbe allowing everyone to come. So the great rabbi opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmud Chachamim, but not the Amei Haaretz, had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah of Pinyon Shvuyim, which reminds us, Ifru Hermes, mother of King Shapur, sent a pouch of gold dinar to Rav Yosef and said, L'havigla mitzvah rabbah, let it be used for a great mitzvah. Rav Yosef sat and investigated what might be called a great mitzvah, and Abai said that since Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda taught, Ein poskin staka al yosomim, we do not impose any staka obligations on yosomim, a few of pinyon shvuyim, even for redeeming captives, this indicates that pinyon shvuyim is a great mitzvah. So the great rabbi who opened his bakery during a famine to feed Talmud Chachamim but not the Amei Haaretz had a huge pushka outside to raise money for the great mitzvah, a pidyon shvuyim, and sent a challah to the melamed tinokas next door that was baked in the shape of a shiny star. Which reminds us, the Gemara darshens the pasuk, v'hamaskil mi'aziru kezoha rekiya, and the wise will shine like the shine of the firmament. Zed dain shedan din emes ramito. This refers to a judge who decides a perfectly truthful judgment. And those who make the many righteous will shine like the stars forever and ever. This refers to charity collectors who cause others to righteously give staka. Our Bryce explains that the first phrase refers both to a judge who judges truthfully and staka collectors, and explains the second phrase, this refers to teachers of children who make them righteous by teaching them the correct path. Daf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the thirsty papru came to request some tea, that must be on Daf Tes, teapot. When the thirsty papru came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbite Staka, was not investigated due to his suffering. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Botkin Lamazonis, we investigate poor people asking for food to verify their need, but we don't investigate those asking for clothing, rather we give them immediately. He said that those that are requesting clothing disgrace themselves by coming forward inadequately dressed, and therefore their legitimacy is assumed, as opposed to those asking for food who are not disgracing themselves and are investigated. But Rav Huna says the opposite, that applicants for clothing are verified and those requesting food are not. He says that someone requesting food is suffering from hunger, if he's being truthful, so we do not delay providing with food to investigate. But those requesting clothing are not physically suffering and can await verification. So when the thirsty papru came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbite Staka was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Staka fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar explained the pasuk Miyobash Tzaka Kishirion, and he wore charity like a coat of mail to teach that just as with a coat of mail, each and every scale combines together to create a large coat of mail, af Tzaka Kopruta Pruta Mitzteref as a cheshbon gadol. So too with tzedakah, each and every pruta given combines together to become a great total. So, when the thirsty pauper who came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbai Tzedakah was not investigated due to his suffering, and was immediately served tea from the Kodemel Tzedakah fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, a man came running along to participate in the Tzedakah in the hope that he'll be repaid with more money to give out and worthy people to give to, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak quoted the pasuk, wrote of Tzedakah v'chesed, yimsa chaim Tzedakah v'chavod. He who pursues opportunities to do Tzedakah and chesed will find life, Tzedakah, and honor. He asked, does this mean by pursuing tzedakah you'll become poor and require tzedakah? Rather, the pasuk teaches called Rodev Arch Tzedakah, anyone who pursues tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu mamsi lo malos, also behen tzedakah. HaKodesh Baruch Hu provides him money which he uses for tzedakah. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, HaKodesh Baruch Hu mamsi lo b'nei adam humuganim, lasos lahem tzedakah. Hashem arranges for him worthy people for whom he does tzedakah in order for him to receive reward for helping them. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuffed animal, the one who placed beams as shade on his neighbor's wall, does not have a chazaka to do so if they were there for less than 30 days? That's on Duff. Vav. Good. Number two, which stuffed animal, the one goyim gives tzedakah, is considered a chet for them because they give for ulterior motives? That's on Duff. Yud. Good. Number three, which stuffed animal, collecting tzedakah is like a coat of mail. Every pruta combines to become a large amount? That's on Duff. Test. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that when the pasuk says that Mitzdikei Rabbim are like kochavim, it refers to Melamdei Tinokos? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number five, which stuff do we learn anyone who pursues tzedakah will be given more money to give out and find worthy people to give to? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn a person's losses are also determined on Rosh Hashanah, and if they're not Zocha, their money will be confiscated by the government? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number seven, which stuff doing the pidyon shvuyim, redeeming captives, is considered a mitzvah rabba, a great mitzvah? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Number eight, which stuff doing Rabbi Kiva's response to Turnus Rufus about our giving tzedakah because we're considered banim Hashem? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number nine, which stuff doing Reish Lakish holds that Talmid Chacham do not need to participate in the security needs of a town since they don't require protection? That's on Daf. Zion. Good. Number 10. Which is definitely one reason Baba Ben Puva could advise Herod is that only a king could rebuild the base of Mikdash. That's on Daf. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.